You in there?
No, Vinton, it's Jack the Ripper knitting a knife.
Well, where's Bubba? It's awfully late. Don't tell me he's still at the library studying.
Yep, him and some kid, Tony, from his geology class. I'll tell you, in the past 2 weeks, he's seen more of this Tony than he has his own family.
Well, Bubba has to study to get good grades, Miss Harper. College is hard.
I know, I just didn't realize how hard it was going to be on me.
When is that library close, anyway?
Not till midnight.
Midnight? Now, why would a library stay open till such an ungodly hour? All that does is encourage the undesirable element to come in and read smut.
Well, if you're so sleepy, why don't you go on up to bed?
Yeah, Mama, me and Naomi can wait up for Bubba. Looks like we're going to be awake a while longer.
On a weeknight? Usually by this time you two have been in bed for hours and asleep for minutes.
Not anymore.
Oh, come on, honey. I know this is difficult for you, but if I want to get pregnant, we have got to stop making love.
Well, now, no wonder you two are having so much trouble. Maybe it's time we had a little talk.
Oh, no, we know about the facts of life, Ms. Harper. We're just trying out a few helpful hints from this new bestseller, 101 Ways to Pregnancy.
You mean there's more than one?
Yes! This doctor has come up with lots of great ideas to help couples conceive. For example, total abstinence for a week or more. Change of diet. Making love in a different location.
Oh, well now. There is the one we ought to try next. Let me see here. A perfect place to stir up a new recipe for passion is the kitchen table.
Oh, no. There'll be no dirty doings on my dinette. You don't need that kind of trash to make a baby. You just have accidents like I did.
Thanks a lot, Mama.
Oh, don't be mad at Vinton. She's just angry because Bubba's late.
Yeah, Mama, well, there's no need sitting down here losing sleep over him. Why don't you go on upstairs?
Well, I guess you're right. I might as well lose sleep over him in my nice warm bed.
Nighty-night, Miss Harper.
You two set 1 foot near my kitchen table and I'm calling out the bicycle.
Say, I can't think on an empty stomach. The bologna and mustard are in the fridge. I'll get the bread.
Who's making all that racket down there? Bubba, is that you in the kitchen?
Yeah, Grandma. Me and Tony are having a little midnight snack.
Well, you're about 45 minutes late. Hey, you two lug nuts got any idea what time it is?
Well, they closed the library on us, so we came here to finish studying.
We should be done in about an hour or so.
Bubba, this is no lug nut.
I know. Grandma, meet Tony Malone.
Hi.
Don't you sweet talk me, Missy. What exactly have you been doing with my grandson till the wee hours of the morning?
She's helping me study for my geology final.
In those tight jeans? Does your mother know that you're out with a boy all night?
Sure. My parents trust me completely. They let me study as late as I want.
Tony has a brilliant mind, Grandma.
It's not her mind I'm worried about. what's on yours.
Ouch! Grandma, what's the big deal? Guys and girls study together all the time.
Oh, yeah? Well, in my day, young people never studied this late together till after they were married.
There's nothing between us, Grandma. I feel the same about Tony as I would another guy.
Baba, do you want your crest cut off?
Yes, please.
I don't recall you ever asking T-Boy to cut off your crust.
Would you please go back up to bed?
Listen, if you two are really studying, then there's no reason your grandmother cannot stay here and watch.
Grandma, I am in a college now. I'm practically an adult. If you don't start trusting me more, I'll just move into the dorm.
Fine. Why don't you do that? At least in a dorm, they won't let you stay up all night with a girl.
It's a co-ed dorm.
I'm not just going back to bed and let you two adults hit the books.
Thank you, Grandma.
And I'm warning you, mister. You watch how you study. No reading with your lips.
Would you care for a sandwich, Mrs. Harper?
No, thank you. This old lady has swallowed enough bologna for one night.
Knock, knock.
Well, aren't you ready to go yet? We're going to be late. We got to be the Niedermeyer's benign.
Don't talk in your mouth full. Well, what's the big rush? The sale doesn't start till 10.
We have to be there an hour early to line up outside the door.
Oh, for pity's sake, Iowa, this is Raytown, not Russia.
Well, you remember how crowded the after-Christmas sale was last year.
Well, why is that? There's nothing uglier than a picked-over Santa in the middle of January. Lord, look at the way Bubba keeps his room. If he expects me to treat him like an adult, he better learn how to pick up his clothes. And look at the way he leaves his bed. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to make it.
I don't blame you. Come on.
I'm not one of those mothers that goes nuts just because every bed in the house is made.
Good.
Walk right out that door, not give this a second thought. Stay that way till hell freezes over. All right, you know how I like it. Hospital corners, pull the sheets up tight.
Child supporter, I know.
Hold on, there's something growing under here. Well, what the? Oh, my Lord.
What is it, Thelma?
It looks like Bubba's been expanding more than his mind. Well, I am not going to stand for it. Not under my roof. Not from a teenage boy. Not in my dead sister's bed.
Now, just calm down. Now, maybe it's not what you think. Maybe there's a logical explanation.
You're right. Let's examine the facts. First, Bubba and a gorgeous girl come in way after midnight. Then he insists that I leave him alone to study with her, in private. Then, the next morning, I find a black brassiere in his unmade bed.
Now, what can we deduce from these facts? Now, you are jumping to conclusions on the barest bones of evidence.
Bubba is the one jumping on the bare bones, not me.
What if you are wrong? Now, just last week, I read a letter in Ann Landers where this mother found ladies under things in her son's bedroom.
Lord, you know if it's in Ann, it's an epidemic.
Well, this mother, like you, suspected hanky-panky, and she angrily confronted her son, only to learn the lacy silks were his.
You mean... Ooh!
Well, apparently it happens all the time, and mothers are often the last to know.
He did say he wanted to pierce his ear. Maybe he was trying to tell me something.
Well, there, you see? And you were ready to think the worst.
Wait a minute. This thing couldn't possibly belong to Bubba. A big strapping boy like him, he would need at least a D cup. I don't know why I listen to a word you say.
Well, Well, it was just a theory.
Face it, Iola, Bubba has been sowing wild oats, and now he is going to get a thrashing.
Thelma, Bubba is innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, well, what am I supposed to do, get Polaroids?
Well, you can't just confront him without proof positive. What if you're wrong? He'll just think you're a meddlesome old snoop. He'll never trust you again.
Well, then I won't confront him. I'll find a way to make him confess.
Oh, how?
Never underestimate the power of guilt. Mark my words. By the time the day is done, Bubba's gonna get this thing off his chest quicker than he got this off of hers.
Mm-mm. Grandma, this dinner's delicious. Can I have seconds? I'm starved.
Well, of course you are, sweetie. It's because you're working so hard at your studies. You know, it almost makes the terrible financial burden on me seem light, knowing that you're going at it as hard as you are. There you go, sweetie.
Thanks, Grandma.
You know, Vinton, you should eat more oysters too, honey, because our book says they really increase your chances of pregnancy.
It's making a pig of yourself.
Thelma, is there any coffee left?
Oh, yeah, coming right up.
Oh, I'd like a cup myself. I got another long night ahead of me.
Oh, did you hear that? Another long night. When most boys his age are out tomcatting and carousing, our Bubba only has one thing on his mind. Getting educated.
What's wrong with Mama? She's so nice.
Well, you would all not believe this, the bargains down at Niedermeyer's after Christmas sale today.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
Oh, I got the cutest set of Rudolph the Reindeer musical coasters. When you lift your glass, his little nose lights up, and the coaster spins around and plays his song. All six for only $12.99. I couldn't make them for that.
You know, that reminds me, honey, I bought you something at the store today, too. Come on and see.
Oh, goody. I love surprises. What is it?
Go ahead, see for yourself.
Good night. Where'd you buy those, Banana Republic?
Well, gee, Skeeter, they seem kind of roomy.
Well, honey, they're for the baby.
Well, they'd really be big on him.
No, Vinton. Our pregnancy book says that a man can become twice as potent simply by changing his underwear.
I change my underwear every day.
Yes, honey, but I mean from jockeys to boxers. What do you say we go downstairs and see how they look on?
Good idea. Strictly experimental. For the baby.
Yeah, well, if they don't work for that, you can always use them as a windsock at the airport.
Thank you, Thelma.
And a nice hot cup for my college man.
Thanks.
Oh, Bubba. I'm so proud of you.
What for?
For being the fine young man that you've turned out to be. You know, there are so many temptations in the world nowadays for young people to go wrong. And I know that I have raised a young man who is able to resist those urges. Haven't I?
Yeah, I guess so.
I know so. When I think of how you and Tony are doing everything under the sun to take advantage of the education that this poor old widow woman is giving to you, it fills my heart to overflowing. I mean it. And it's just something that I felt I had to tell you.
Thanks, Grandma.
Now, do you have something that you have to tell me?
Yeah, but I was afraid it might upset you.
Well, go ahead, honey. You can tell your grandma anything. Iola was just leaving.
No, it's okay. She can stay. Well, you see, it's about Tony.
Somehow I knew.
Well, she thinks that I'm not ready for that final tomorrow, so... Well, I was wondering if we could come here tonight after the library closes and pull an all-nighter.
An all-nighter?
Yeah. Tony says I need it really bad.
I just bet she does. Well, Bubba, if you feel in your heart that our home is the proper setting in which to pull your all-nighter, who am I to say no?
Great. Thanks, Grandma. Well, I gotta go. We'll be home around midnight. No need to wait up.
No, no, of course not. I trust you.
Bye, Miss Boylan.
Well, Thelma, I am impressed. You did the right thing by cutting Bubba a little slack.
Slack, hell. I'm just giving that collegiate Casanova enough rope to hang himself. And guess who's going to operate the gallows?
Thelma, are you sure you want to go through with this?
Don't you back out on me now. You're the one who said Bubba was innocent until proven guilty. Now give me the jingle bells.
You're not going to take them apart, are you? I want to put them on Mother's walker when she goes caroling next year.
Yeah, yeah. Now look, what we're going to do is sew them to the edge of the sprint. That way, if Bubba stays downstairs all night studying, no harm done. But if he comes up here and tries to feather his nest with Miss A-Kid, these chimes are going to ring long before his do.
Should we cross-stitch these, or will a simple basting suffice?
Just shut up and sew.
Shh, shh, don't make a noise.
My Lord, damn.
What are we going back so soon?
They must have switched from geology to anatomy.
What are we going to do?
Oh, no. Well, it's too late to make a run for it.
We'll have to hide the closet. Get the light. I thought we shouldn't do this.
You are the one who said I needed proof. Well, Missy, we're about to get it.
Shh. We don't want her to hear.
Oh, get a grip.
Oh, baby, you got my ears to ringing.
Doing in his closet.
Minden. I'm just to sew on a few missing buttons. Tinkerbell is helping me.
A likely story. Shame on you, Mama. Shame.
Don't you shame me. You're the one in the god-awful shorts.
Say, what do you do? Hide in different closets around the house hoping to get lucky? Is that how you get your kicks?
You're going to get a kick in your trampy butt if you don't explain why you're in Bubba's bedroom.
Oh, well, we were just trying out different places, like our pregnancy book said.
Oh, that explains it. Mother said she heard this awful howling in our garage last night.
Oh, that wasn't us. We were up here last night.
You mean it was you two in this bed last night? Well, I should have known that sleazy black bra belonged to Naomi.
Now she's checking out my lingerie. Lady, you need professional help.
You know what this means, don't you, Ola? Bubba was studying after all.
I told you not to jump to conclusions.
You told me he was into wearing lace.
Are we the only normal ones in this family?
Hey, if you two fruits of the loom are normal, then I am proud to be a pervert. Before I turn the hose on you. Move it.
Bubba, we better go over the properties of igneous rocks one more time.
Okay.
All righty, you two bookworms. Here's some fresh warm cookies to go with them sandwiches and coffee.
Ooh, thanks a lot, Mrs. Harper.
Don't thank me. You two are the ones that are working so hard. Well, I'm off to bed. The last thing you two need is an old interfering woman to keep you from your studies.
Good night, Grandma.
Good night, sweetie. I'm so proud of you. Lord, it is good to know you can still trust young people nowadays.